Well, welcome to my daily teaching videos. Good to have you here. Grab a Bible, a notepad, and a pen. And we're going to continue today with day three of my little series this week on the ABCs of faith. Talking about what faith is, what faith isn't, how to activate faith, and get it working in a practical way in your own life. Good. Hey, before we do that, if you are new to my ministry, my name is Graham Jones. I'm British. I've lived in France for 20 years. I'm a French citizen now, and I now live in the United States and a U.S. citizen as well. And I live here in the state of Massachusetts, lead a group of churches. I'm in one of my home churches today in Sturbridge, Mass, and it's great to have you here. Hey, if you are on YouTube, I encourage you to sign up. There should be a subscribe button somewhere down there. We have over 1 million subscribers, and we'd love you to be part of that group. And I'd also encourage you to sign up for our email newsletter, link below. Lots of other good links, but I won't spend all your time talking about them. So I want to continue with this subject of faith and in a way try to get really granular and answer the question, what is faith? How do we get faith? How do we activate faith in our life? What is faith? Faith is simply, we could use it in a generic sense, but I'm using it in a biblical sense. Faith is confidence in God. Faith is trust and confidence in God. Now, again, most Christians, most people I know will go, well, I believe in God, I trust God. Faith is not simply believing that God exists. Faith is not believing that he's out there somewhere, believing he's in here somewhere. But faith, we have faith in God by God's word. Smith Wigglesworth used to say, I can only know God by his word. I can't know him by my feelings. And so much of our Christianity, particularly in my stream of Christianity, charismatic Christianity, spirit-filled Christianity, I love that. That's the only legitimate stream, by the way. Bible Christianity is spirit-filled Christianity. And yet our very strength that we experience God and want to love him and be touched by him and feel him and have experiences with him, valid, biblical, and correct. And yet so often what we actually do is move away from faith and we judge our walk with God or lack thereof by our feelings, by our experiences. And there's something glorious and empowering in knowing your relationship with God is signed, sealed, and delivered. Your relationship with God doesn't depend on you. Your relationship with God doesn't go up and down, and it's a little dab here, and some people have a lot. You've been given relationship with God through Christ Jesus. You are a new creation. It doesn't matter whether you feel, smell, taste, touch, whatever. It doesn't matter how your emotions tell you about that. You are who God says you are. You have what God says you have, and you can do what God says you can do. So there's a very generic, well, I have faith in God, wonderful, but we have faith in God because of God's word. Let me push that one step further as well, and of course, Mark 11 is the classic teaching on this. Really, when we're talking about Bible faith, truly defined, Bible faith means to believe that something is done based purely on the evidence of the word of God alone. Let me say that again. Pure Bible faith is to truly believe that something is done based exclusively on the evidence of God's word. So I can come to God and believe, I can pray, and then, like Jesus said in Mark 11:24, what things you desire when you pray, at the moment you pray, believe you have received them, and then you'll see them happen. God's job is the, and then you'll see them happen. My job is to believe I have received, ed at the end, received, not receiving, not will received, not going to get one day bye-bye pie in the sky, not it will happen soon, not to believe that God will heal you is not faith. To believe that God will heal you is hope. It's faith for tomorrow, faith for the future. This will happen. If I came to you today and said, I believe that one day God will forgive my sins, you would legitimately, hopefully, say to me, Graham, you're not yet a Christian. A Christian says, I believe that God has forgiven my sins. Now, if somebody were to say to that Christian, how do you know God's forgiven? What do you feel? Well, if I said I feel clean, that's wonderful. A lot of people come to Christ and pray and repent and they feel clean. I remember leading a young lady once to the Lord in a meeting in Northern Ireland, and I saw her in a cafe the next day, and she came in tears when she saw me, and she said, I haven't slept all night long, I've been rejoicing and weeping, I just feel clean. She said, I felt dirty and used and shop soiled by life, and I now feel clean. Here's the danger though in that. That's wonderful, and praise God for that. What she was feeling was the result of her faith. But if she began to believe that she was clean because she felt clean, she would begin to lose that experience. Jesus said, you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth, John 17:17. So, faith is to come to God and believe that something is done, is accomplished, is received, is healing has happened, whatever, based purely on the basis of God's word and God's word alone. Faith believes you're healed even when the pain is still in your body. Now, people will often confuse that and misconstrue that as positive thinking, Christian Science, some other kind of metaphysical thing, and there's nothing whatsoever to do with it. Faith doesn't mean we pretend that something is not there. Faith has no problem denying if there was pain in my little finger, my pinky, Americans call it. If I had pain in the pinky. I can come to the Lord and by faith on his word receive that healing. Now, if I've still got pain in my pinky, it doesn't change what God's word said. Now, if I went around saying, I have no pain in my pinky, pain's a lie, I would be a liar. That's not true. But I can say, I believe what I'm feeling here, but I don't believe it's permanent. It's God's job, and you will have them. It's my job to believe I have received. And I can go around saying, I believe I've received my healing based purely on the Bible and the Bible alone. And this is what I'd love you to catch today. Romans 10:17. In Romans 10, Paul constructs a case, if you will. It's like a legal case, really, the whole book of Romans, most of it. And in Romans 10:17, Paul says, so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I would love you to grasp that simple principle today. We're just going to park on that. We're going to continue next week on this theme. But faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith doesn't come by kind of mentally storing facts in your brain. Often I will share the word of God with somebody and they'll say, well, I know that. And that's actually the problem, not the solution. They think they believe it because they know it. And faith isn't about what you know in your head. It's good to know things in our head. Faith is really what you believe in your heart. And faith comes by hearing. And I've noticed in my life that all of us need to, on a consistent, nay, daily basis, put ourselves in front of the hearing of the Word of God. I was in a church the other day, and the pastor was taking an offering, and it was great. You know, he actually said, hey, I'm just going to teach into this for 5 or 10 minutes before I take the offering. And he's like, I don't apologize. And at the end of the service, I said to him, I do the same thing every week. Every time I'll stand in front of my church here and take an offering, I'll open my Bible and I'll teach into it for at least 5 minutes, usually 10 minutes. And people will often like wonder, oh, Graham, why are you doing that? I'll tell you why I'm doing that. Faith comes by hearing. I was once having a luncheon with a bunch of pastors, maybe 20 pastors. And as they kind of went around the table and shared, one pastor said, nobody gives in my church. People don't give financially in my church. And then the guy next to him chimed in, yeah, my people don't give as well. And then the other one, yeah, hardly anybody gives in my church. And when it came my turn to speak, I lovingly, I hope, looked at these guys and I said, whose fault do you think that is? Yeah, whose fault do you think that is? It's really interesting. If I'm taking an offering and I teach on giving, I'm not trying to get people to give that day. What I'm trying to get them doing, I'm beginning sowing seeds. And I'm trying to get them to give in 6 months or in a year. I'm just keep planting seeds. Seeds, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God. And I know they can run out of the door, but if they'll keep hearing the word of God, faith will come. Yeah, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith comes. Faith. Grab this in the spirit today if you can. Faith comes. Faith will come when you hear the word of God. I can't make faith come. What I can do is choose to keep hearing the word of God. I can choose what to play on my TV, on YouTube, on my phone as I'm driving. Faith will come if you keep hearing the word of God. Again, I've got to draw this to a close today, but here's my challenge to you. What do you want to see God do in your life in this time and in this season? And my encouragement to you would be to put God's word concerning that area, that victory, that healing, that breakthrough, that mended marriage, that, you know, broken heart, whatever that thing is, put God's word consistently in front of you. And as you'll do so, usually the first thing you'll notice is you'll hear a little voice in your head saying, it's not working. I don't feel anything. You're not supposed to feel something. You're supposed to keep hearing and hearing and hearing. My job is the hearing. God's job is to produce the results in my life. Selah. Boom. Guys, I'm going to be back tomorrow and do some Q&A on this subject. So if you have a question, feel free to fire those to me, or I'll include them in next week's Q&A. And we're going to continue with this subject next week, because God's word works. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Thanks again for watching. Do consider hitting the subscribe button down there, or sign up for our email newsletter, link below. I'm wishing you well and cheering you on as you walk with King Jesus. Bye for now.